Much of Walker's second term agenda covers familiar ground. The governor wants to cut property and income taxes. Walker wants to continue a tuition freeze at the University of Wisconsin system, and he also wants to extend that to the state's technical colleges. The call for drug testing is new, at least on this campaign. Walker would require it for all working-age childless adults who receive food stamps or unemployment benefits. Walker says it's employers who want the change.
Their biggest frustration is they can't get enough people in the door that understand basic employability skills of showing up on time, putting in a full day's work, how to deal with grievances and things of that nature, and they can't get enough people to pass drug tests.
Republicans considered a similar requirement in 2011, but let it drop. It would likely run afoul of federal rules for food stamps or unemployment, though the governor says he thinks the state could prevail in a court challenge. Walker's Democratic challenger, Mary Burke, released her economic platform in March of this year. Spokesman Joe Zepecki questioned why Walker was just releasing this agenda now.
Well, it strikes me as more of a political document and something for the campaign that's designed to win votes than it is a plan for his second term. We have 49 days until people go to the polls, many fewer than that before people start voting early. So I think the question that voters should ask themselves is, where has this been?
Other Democrats were more critical of the governor's drug testing proposal. Congresswoman Gwen Moore said, quote, "The insinuation that those battling poverty are somehow more susceptible to substance abuse is as absurd as it is offensive." Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.